Blog Talk Radio.
Day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. We just thank Him on today that the joy of the Lord is still our strength on today. We just thank Him for His goodness and His mercy and His grace towards us another day. And for that reason, we're going to bless His holy name. Oh, yes, bless Him. Bless Him in the morning, bless Him in the noonday, bless Him at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. I know sometimes the enemy can come with a blow so hard, and he feel like he's almost about to be knocked out of the ring. But thank God, you have to get back up and get back in the boxing ring and keep on fighting. You know, for your soul in this last hour. I know the last time I spoke to you, Lord, I told you that my husband is safely home. He's safely home now. He was my pastor, and he was my children's father, and he was just a great man, and I thank God for him. Thank God for not only him being my pastor, but he also was a boxer, so, you know, he trained me in many ways how to keep my focus, and I just thank God for that. He said, always study your opponent, you know, keep your eyes on the enemy, keep your eyes on your opponent, the one that's against you, and we know that that is the devil on today, and like I said, sometimes he come and hit you so hard, you feel like you can't get back up. But my husband would always say, don't let the enemy knock you no farther than your knees. Get on your knees and pray and get back up and keep fighting the fight of faith. And I thank God for that on today. Well, we're not going to do a whole lot of talking, you know, because, you know, the word needs to be put out because we know that time is winding up and Jesus is soon to come. And He's coming back for a ready church without spot and without wrinkles in our lives. And, you know, there's so much going on, you know, with this COVID and everything, and churches, some church doors has closed, and a lot of people doing Zoom and different ways of getting the word out. But nevertheless, just get the word out. We're running out of time, and the enemy knows that he comes to kill, to steal and to destroy your life. But thank God that the word of God said he comes to give us life and that life more abundantly. Thank God for abundant life. Thank God for the blood one warming your vein this morning and being closed in your right mind and the activities of your limb. We take nothing for granted, you know, when because you never know when Jesus is coming. One thing for sure, we know he's coming. You know, he said, ready or not, he's coming, you know, so be also ready. We want to be like the five wise and not the five foolish. It seems that a lot of people have turned away and turned their hearts away from truth, and the enemy has snuck in the church and gotten their focus off of the word of God, and it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. It's not about you. It's not about me, you know, but he made us to glorify him, to praise him, to worship him, to give him what's due to him, you know. Even the birds in the morning, you hear them chirping, and, you know, and the flowers, you look out and you see how beautiful they are. God made us to worship him, to praise him, to give him the glory while the blood is running warm in your veins. You know, I always say, you know, from one week to another, from one day to another, you know, there's so much to be addressed, because we see that the world is ever changing, but thank God his word said he's still the same. He remained faithful. You know, there have been people that walked in your life and walked right back out, but thank God he will never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I'll be with you until the end. Until the end, until the end of time, he will be with you. And I thank God for that. And let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace. We ask that your hand be upon us today in this last hour. Help us keep our focus on you, our trust in you, the true and living God, as we continue to walk by faith and not by sight, trusting only in your holy word. God, you say everything is going down but your word on today. God, I pray for those that are hear the word today, that you will unstop their ears, oh God, and that you will touch their hearts to repent and cry out to you before time is too late. What must I do to be saved in these last and evil days? In Jesus' name we pray. We thank God this morning. You know, like I said, there's so much that we can address and so much to talk about. You know, like I said, the world is ever changing, but God's word is still the same. And we thank God for that. The word have a hid in my heart. You know, you got to get in the word so you can hide the word in your heart, that you what? Will not sin against God. That's the only way that you're going to be able to stand. And having done all to remain standing is you have to apply the word of God. You have to get in the word of God and seek and search his word like never before. I mean, I know a couple of years back, you know, it's been a while now, you know, what conferences came in and revivals went out the window. You know, during revivals, it was free. And during revivals, people was being healed, saved, set free, and delivered from the hands of the enemy. I mean, a lot of things that people were holding on to and was bound in and yoked up and tied up in, you would go to a real hot revival and you would see God move. But now we see that this church today is a powerless church. It's a powerless church because we have no longer kept our eyes in the word of God so that we could be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, you know, put on the full armor of God that we may be able to stand. So a lot of us, you know, we got relaxed and laid back and, you know, got our eyes off the word and started looking to man and going to all these conferences that you had to pay for when God said freely give, freely receive. So, you know, that was a trick of the enemy. You know, I was looking the other day at this book that I had, a magazine that came out in October of 1999. And when you think about it, 9999 upside down would be 666. But anyway, this magazine, it was called Charisma. And, you know, you know, everybody start talking about charismatic movement, the charismatic movement. And I had been in the Lord for years, you know, but all of a sudden everybody was talking about the charismatic movement, you know, coming into the churches. And, you know, and these were secret agents already, secret agents. They snuck in. A lot of these pastors and leaders, you know, that came out with this inclusion stuff, you know, with Cotton Pierce, you know, and back in 1999 also, you know, they snuck in. The Bible talks about in the book of Jude that they snuck in unaware because the church had gotten idled and relaxed and got their eyes and their focus off the true and living God and started looking to men.
you know, for the answer. When Jesus is our answer, he's still the answer. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there is no other. Jesus is still the only way, you know, and like I said, you know, Carlton Pearson, you know, he was the first black, you know, Azusa ministry, and he brought in a lot of this inclusion stuff. One time he was, you know, saying hold on to God's unchanging hand, and it went from holding on to God's unchanging hand until just doing whatever you want to do and looking to yourself, and there was no more heaven, and there are more, there's no hell, and all this just inclusion just swept in the nation real quick. And in this magazine, this Charisma magazine, the topic was witchcraft in America. And we can see, you know, that that's what has taken place. A lot of these pastors have taken down. And even when Carlton Pearson was saying about, you know, he believed that you can include, that's what inclusion is, include in and everything in your life what you used to believe you no longer believe. And charisma, which means, you know, charm, you know, and magic and stuff. So when Cotton Pierce came out with that, a lot of the leaders were saying, you know, we don't know what happened to Cardinal. We don't know why he preaching like that now, and there's no more hell. And it's not Cotton's word. It's God's word. We're supposed to stick with God's word. We shouldn't have never fell for the trick of the enemy. But a lot of these pastors that were saying that they didn't believe in inclusion, Carlton Pearce said they believed just like him. And as you can look around today and see in our churches today, he was right. They believed just like him. All of this was just a ploy to set up the church, to become a powerless church, a prayerless church, without fasting church. It was to take you away from the truth. It brought in lawlessness, you know. The enemy was at work, and you look around today, we can see he's still at work, you know. And Carlton Pearson was saying, you know, that, you know, he went over and Africa or somewhere, and he saw that there were poor people. Well, there's poor people all around us. The Bible said that the poor will be with you always, you know, and that's why those that have, you should give. You know, it's a blessing to give than it is to receive, because when you give, God's going to bless you anyway. So all this stuff, inclusion, you can include in and everything in your life, and, you know, and then, was T.D. Jakes, he on the bandwagon with him. He was on the bandwagon with him, you know, saying that, you know, when he came out with his conference, he said, you're going to forget that woman thou are loose. People did not pay attention. He said, you're going to forget everything you've known. It's going to be blown out the window. And that's where it is. Everything you've known, you know, people no longer praying and seeking God like they should. Get in your word. Run for your life. Jesus is coming. And he's coming back for a ready church without spot or wrinkles in our life. He told us that the seducer was coming and try to take you away from truth. And you look around you today, people don't believe like they used to. The word is still the same. Let's go to Proverbs. The word is still the same. We got to stick with the word of God. I don't know how long that sent. He's going to go to Proverbs real quick. Proverbs 23:4. We got to stick with the word. We're running out of time. The enemy knows that. See, like, the devil knows, and you know, you're not keeping your guard up, so the enemy is not moving. And he's tricky. And it says, labor not to be rich, cease from thy own wisdom, but thou set thy eyes upon that which is not. For riches certainly maketh themselves wings, they fly away as an eagle towards heaven. Eat thou not the bread of him that has an evil eye, neither desire thou this dainty meat. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. The morsel which thou hast eaten shall thy vomit up, and lose the sweet words, speaking in the ears of a fool. For he will despise the wisdom of thy word. This is the main focus right here, verse 10. Remove not the old landmark. And we can see that these leaders are no longer preaching the gospel. It's all about your flesh, and it's all about prosperity, and it's all about, you know, getting your house and getting your cars. And, you know, that's not why Jesus came. He came to restore man back to God. Where sin has separated man from God, Jesus came to restore you back. You got to run for your life. Get in the word of God and seek God like never before. A lot of these pastors, all you see on the billboard now is them and their wife faces. I thought it's supposed to be all about Jesus. When you used to go by the church door, all you saw was a sign saying, Jesus is soon to come. I want you to know that Jesus is still soon to come. You better get your eyes off of man. The Bible said there's no good thing in the flesh. I'm telling you, looking at flesh, and flesh will lead you down the wrong path. You better keep your eyes on Jesus. And also in Proverbs, I'm trying to get through here real quick. We got to stick with the word, y'all. We got to stick with the word and on his promises today. Okay, in Proverbs 22:28, ain't about a man but a devil. He gets no glory here. Verse 28 said, remove not the ancient landmark. We got to stick with the foundational truth. Get back. Run for your life. Get in the word of God and hide the word in your heart that you won't be able to stand. He said, remove not the ancient landmark. These men and women that's supposed to be preachers that's preaching truth, they have removed the landmark. They're saying you can do anything and say anything and go anywhere and just do what you want to do. No, what you got to do is deny you. Take up your cross and follow him, not them. Keep your focus on the foundational truth. He says, remove not the ancient landmark which the Father has set. He sets the order, not these men and women that has brought in this charm of witchcraft in the house of God and have turned your hearts away from truth and turned your mind to error. And that's why you can no longer focus now, because you got your eyes on the wrong thing. You need to put your eyes back in the word of God. It's not about prosperity, because the Bible says if you do what he tells us to do, you will prosper. Your soul will prosper, you know, and you will prosper. You seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. It ain't that he don't want you to have things, but that you'll do anything to get things. These leaders are just like Judah. They have betrayed Jesus. They are foolish shepherds. The Bible talks about foolish shepherds. Let's go right there real quick. Foolish shepherd. That's what you're saying today in Jeremiah 23 and verse 1 said, woe unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of Israel, against the pastors that feedeth my people, ye have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, saith the Lord. I'm telling you, these pastors better get back and get right, or they'll be like Nebuchadnezzar. They'll be eating grass out in the front, and I'm telling you, and have clogs, you know, like animals, and your hair be like wool. I'm telling you, you better run for your life like never before. We need to get back to the Bible. Get back to Bible truth, basic Bible truth. Remove not the foundation. That's what the word said. Remove it not. You got to stick to it. You know, go back to the old landmark. It's not the oldies, but goodies now. The same thing you did in the world, you can do in the church now. You can cuss and put Jesus on it. You can have sex and put Jesus on it. All this foolishness, get it out of God's house. He said judgment must begin in the house of God, and that's where it's going to begin, in God's house. Jesus already knew that Judas was going to betray him. You know, he already knew it. He said, go and do what you must do. So he already knew what he was going to do. And it's the same thing in the body of Christ. We need to wake up and seek God like never before and return before it's too late. Don't be like the five foolish that went away and forgot about praying and seeking God. They had no oil in their lamp. And when Jesus came for the bridegroom, they were left. Be like the five wise. Get in the word of God. Get back. It's not too late. Every day that the Lord allow you to rise up again and blood run warm in your vein and clothes in your right mind and activities in your limb, it's a chance for you to repent. 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 That's what God wants us to do. Repent and turn from our wicked ways and turn back to God before he comes. Jesus is soon to come. Noah preached 120 years and the message didn't change. He said that Jesus is coming. He said the flood was coming and the flood came and took them all away. But don't be like Judas because of money. You know, he sold out. He sold out. The Judas kiss. He kissed Jesus and betrayed him. So everybody that's kissing you on today, believe ye me, they're not loving you. You better watch who's kissing you on today. And you better run for your life like never before. Jesus is soon to come. Get your house in order. Get your house in order. Don't you want your loved ones saved? I mean, I want my loved ones saved. I want my children saved, my grandchildren. You know, he don't want any to perish. The word of God says in Deuteronomy 30:19, he said, I'd rather that you choose life. Come on, choose life. While you still got a chance, while you still clothing right now, while you still can call on the name of Jesus, choose life today. He said, I'd rather that you choose life. He was trying to help you out. He's not going to make you choose life. He gave every man free will and choice. It's your choice. But he don't want you to be lost. Jesus is coming. And I know they're saying there's no more hell and there's no more heaven and all this inclusionist stuff to take you away from truth. You need to get back in your word. You cannot tear it out. Even if you tear it out, don't mean it's going nowhere because the word of God says everything going down but his word, you know. But you got to run. Run for your life. Your soul is the most valuable thing that you have is your soul. Where will you spend eternity when you leave here? I know now they're saying to everybody, when you die, you're going to heaven. Oh, you know, live like the devil. You're going to make it to heaven. Oh, no. Uh-uh. You can't do that. You can't make it to heaven on sin. God hates sin. And everything God hates, we should hate. And what God loves, we should love. And he loves your soul. He don't want you to die and go to hell, but he wants you to repent. Repent and turn from your wicked ways. The choice is yours. Hell will be your home. Oh, my. But he wants heaven to be your home. And you can choose life today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for your word on today. We pray that you'll stir hearts, oh God, and you'll touch minds, and you return those and that's walked away and turned away and gone astray. You turn them back to you before time is too late. We realize, Jesus, that you're soon to come and that you want us all to be ready. And Lord, help us to be that ready church so that we can be that bride. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil's defeated on today. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is still present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes. Be ready. Not getting ready, but be ready so that you can be that ready church and contend for the faith that was once given to the church. God bless you.